This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Guardians are in spring training. That means baseball is coming up, even though you look outside and you think anything. But we have a new shtick that we're going to roll out between now and the start of the season to help the Guardians a little bit. But we just heard Meredith say, John Means signing a deal with the Guardians. This is a smart move.
Yeah.
You bring in a guy who was with the Orioles and was pretty good, had some really good moments, and you're making a preemptive strike, Dano.
Yeah, so it's a one-year deal with a club option for 2026. I don't think this is a 2025 move. Like, I know we're going to sit here and go, okay, I like this. This makes sense. Reason being, you had Tommy John's in June of last year. And typically, it's 12 to 18 months. So that would put him coming back in.
Although the new philosophy is 12 months, which I don't buy.
Well, I think that's if you get the brace, right?
Yeah. Is that what Matthew Boyd had?
Yeah, because there's two different surgeries now. Yeah. There's the full-blown Tommy John, and then there's the brace.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't know enough about the difference. The fact that I know that much of it is...
You're not an orthopedic surgeon.
Yeah.
Or whatever it is you got to be.
Trust me. Hang with me for 20 minutes. You'll know I don't make that money, nor am I that intelligent.
Pretty valid.
Yeah. That's what we aim for. Mm-hmm. So it's a one-year deal with a club option for 2026. I partially wonder if this move is like, okay, we'll get starting pitching reinforcement maybe in September.
And maybe.
Definitely in 2026.
Yeah. And if, as it turns out, if we pick up the option, if we don't need him, we can trade him, right? I mean, you could. So, good idea.
No, it's a good move. It depending on the amount of cash that's involved there, which I guess is not going to be a ton coming off of Tommy John.
No.
John Means was a good pitcher. The problem is you're going to look at his numbers and go, "What are you talking about?"
Yep.
He was
but the
on
way
a,
he threw the ball is a different deal.
He was on a dumpster fire of an Orioles team. I mean, they scorched the earth, and he was about the only positive thing that they had going. It was him, and it was Cedric Mullins for a year. Like, the John Means story is one of like, boy, I really want to know what you look like when you're throwing on a good team. Because he played on some rotten ball clubs.
And that's good. So they've added more insurance. They continue to add insurance to pitching, and you can't have enough pitching. We all know. We also don't have a starting second baseman. Why? Because he's now a member of the Toronto Blue Jays. Andrés Giménez and his incredibly gold glove traded to the Toronto Blue Jays before the big money kicks in the contract, which, by the way, I don't have a huge problem with, because in order to make really pretty good money, I think you have to do two things. Be able to play a position, which he did beautifully,
yeah,
and be able to hit at a pretty high rate.
Which he did less beautifully.
Yeah, and when he signed the contract, he was probably hitting the best of his career, and then it went bye-bye. And if you're not going to hit, I don't think you can afford to pay a guy a ton of money. So they're looking for a different second baseman.
Especially if you're going to look at it and go, okay, $20 million for a glove at second base.
Okay. Yeah. So what are we going to do?
Well,
by God, we have a position battle on our hands for the Cleveland Guardians in spring training. We're here to keep everybody abreast.
Is this like find us a quarterback except with copy and paste of second baseman?
No, it's not.
Are you going to go give me a bunch of clunkers? Because I don't know if I'm ready
for
this.
No, I'm not going to do that.
Let me say on Mark DeRosa.
I'm not going to do that.
Brian Therrien is out there somewhere.
Quit being a wise guy.
Okay.
Hit the thing.
Baskin and Phelps present The Race.
What is the fella's name on second base?
I don't know.
For second base.
We already have the guys in the starting gates. Oh. We have the contestants.
Oh, do we now?
What we're going to have here on Baskin and Phelps is a regular update on how the race for second base is going. Kudos to Ted for making a phenomenal little open for
Ted,
us there.
Good on you, Ted.
That was a good one, wasn't it?
Good job, Ted. That's a winner.
He may or may not have had some creative input on that one.
Oh, are you turning his victory lap into your victory lap as
well?
Not
at all. I didn't put it together.
You trying to go Craig Sager running behind Hank Aaron?
No, Ted's the best. So they have guys who are there to compete for second base, and they have a lot of them. Not included in this competition right now. The number one overall prospect in the organization, that's Travis Bazzana.
We'll probably have this gig in hopefully 2 years.
Hopefully so. Also not in this competition, the number four overall prospect in the organization, yet another second baseman, middle infielder, Angel Genoa.
Who will probably be playing second base or center field in probably 2 years.
So we left them out. What we're going to do here, we're going to just go over some of these guys right now. Little idea so we have a feel for who's going to be in this competition. And then as we progress through spring training, we'll give you updates. We'll give you our rankings on who's in the lead in this race. Okay?
Okay.
I must tell you, I'm going to use Mandy Bell for part of this. Mandy, who was covering the Guardians for MLB.com and has moved on to cover youth baseball now for MLB.com.
Yeah, youth outreach. And she'll kill.
She's going to be great.
She'll be awesome.
Anthony Castrovince, our buddy who's used to be on that beat, is filling in on that beat until they hire somebody. But Mandy told us. And when she said it, I thought, oh God, no. She said Gabe Arias is a guy to really keep an eye on here. Now, we all know Gabriel Arias.
I have a lot of history.
Remember they got him from the Padres in the Mike Clevenger deal?
Yes, I do.
And that was a great deal. But he's not really landed.
No, he isn't.
Here in Cleveland. Now, the only thing about Arias, he's 24. He's got a great arm. He's a really good defensive shortstop with a great arm. And it makes me think you put that great arm at second base, you don't get to use that great arm that much at second base. You got to make that shorter throw. It's a little more difficult. Here's why I think he might be an option. The option of the AAA last year, and then he started to hit a little bit, Dano.
But that's always been Gabriel Arias.
Stop. Okay. He hit .317. Dan, for you, a .905 OPS.
Thank you.
5 triples, 6 homers, 20 RBIs, and just 43 games in AAA.
I feel like you're like converting things into the metric system for Canadian friends.
Does that mean anything here? Does that mean he's going to go and win a job? I don't know. He hit .292 in winter ball. Now, he's played only 13 games at second base in the minors and only 10 in the majors. So it's not like we have, you know, the next Andrés Giménez, although Andrés was mainly a shortstop.
Right.
And got moved to second base.
Tyler Freeman was mainly a middle infielder until
they got moved to center field.
Get out there, buddy.
Right. So he's an option there. He's out of options.
Yeah.
That's key here. So I think he either makes the team and is a utility guy or the starting second baseman, or he gets DFA'd and he's done.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
I have always understood the fascination that they've had with him. He hits the ball really hard.
Really hard when he hits it.
He just doesn't hit it often enough.
No, no.
And so maybe they give him another shot. And I feel like every year around this time, we start to hear that, you know, watch out for Gabriel Harris. He's starting to come around, make a little more contact.
Mandy says he's the leading guy right now. I don't know that I agree with her, but she says he's the leading guy. Let's just think that for a second.
It would be very Cleveland Guardians to go to the guy who is out of options and say, you're the leading candidate. We'll give you 150 at-bats,
yeah,
and we'll figure it out from there.
Juan Brito is the guy that the Guardians traded Nolan Jones for to the Colorado Rockies. Nolan was great first year in Colorado, not so great last year.
Yeah.
Injured, dinged up. Let's see what he becomes.
The swing and miss really showed up.
Brito's only 23. Unlike everybody else in this competition, he has no major league experience. He's the number 8 prospect in the organization. He spent all of last season in Columbus. This do anything for you? I know it's Columbus. He hit only 256. OPS was 807. He struck out 105 times. But he had 21 bombs and 84 runs batted in and stole 13 bags. So he hit with a little bit of pop.
Mm-hmm.
21 homers, 84 runs batted in. And he has spent the vast majority of his innings as a professional at second base. Last year, they moved him around a little bit. 71 games at second, 80 games at first, third, short, and right field combined.
We all know how they work. They love having that versatility.
Yep.
They love the fact that they could get these guys and play them all over the place. And, you know, it essentially, to go real old school on you, turn them into the band where everybody can pick up and go play a different instrument.
Yep. That's exactly right.
Yep. They love having that ability. Juan Brito is the most intriguing. Now, it might be because I haven't seen him yet, and so therefore, you know, he's, for lack of terminology, new and shiny. You know, that may have something to do with it, but it seems like that's the guy that I think they want to grab a hold of second base and go, this is my gig. I'm not giving this back. Let's go.
I think that's the case as well, unless it's another switch hitter, Angel Martinez, who we saw last year playing the outfield, and he looked pretty good. He's 23 years old. He's a switch hitter. In the minor leagues, he showed he's a pretty good hitter with some power. He played second. We saw him in the outfield here mainly last year. He played only one game at second base for the Guardians last year, but he played second base in the minors more than any other spot. Next for Angel Martinez was shortstop. So Martinez primarily a middle infielder, second baseman in particular. I think he's in this competition. I think he has a chance because I think he made a nice impression last year. The other guys in this competition, Tyler Freeman, second base is his most played position in the minor leagues, even though they moved him to the center field spot up here and he was really good. He's only played
defensively.
Yeah, he's played only two games at second base in the majors. Pretty good hitter in the minors, still trying to find it in the majors. and Daniel Schneeman. Second base was his third most played spot in the minor leagues. He played six games for the Guardians at second base last year. He's never been known for his bat, more so for his versatility and his glove. So you've got Brito, Gabe Arias, Angel Martinez, Daniel Schneeman, Tyler Freeman. Rank them in order. Mandy says right now Gabe Arias is number one. I'm going to disagree with her.
Okay. I'm going to be a jerk. For 2025, correct?
2025.
Beautiful. In my head right now...
But because Bazana's got this gig probably in 2026.
And some people would even tell you midway through 2025.
Maybe by July, yeah.
But I would say right now, I would go Brito, Martinez, Arias, and then the Freeman, Schneeman, medium.
Yep. I'm going to go Brito right now, number one. Gabe Arias, Angel Martinez, Schneeman, or Freeman and Schneeman in that order.
Those two feel like the same person.
Freeman and Schneeman of Beverly Hills.
The Freeman Schneeman median, I feel like, is what I need to call him. The Freeman Schneeman median.
And I think Angel Martinez could have a real chance at that job, but I'm going to put him behind Gabe Arias right now because Mandy told me so. So there you go. Get ready all through training camp, all the way up to the season. We're just here to serve.
Baskin and Phelps present The Race.
What is the fella's name on second base?
I don't know.
For second base.
Do you have any thoughts on that position? Our rankings going into things. 216-474-0092, but it's not the only position battle going on. More coming up on Baskin and Phelps.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
All right, everybody, it's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.